Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You need to create explosive plays.
First off, we're taking a receiver every round.
Brian Thomas, Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Xavier Worthy are all there. Xavier Leggett. I'll tell you what, to watch these guys at the combine, some big, tall, heavy, fast dudes. It was pretty impressive to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
We have news for you. Draft party news. There's an announcement to make here. We're going to have a draft party.
Official wide receiver train draft party.
The official wide receiver train draft party. First round of the draft. Resurgence brewing. April 25th. It's official. We're doing it. Tweeted out a link for tickets. It's an all-inclusive ticket. It's like food and drink.
Yep.
So
yep.
As you plan for this, just like with draft picks and budgeting, lock it in. Thursday the 25th, the official wide receiver train draft party, Resurgence Brewing Company, 7:30 till 11:30.
When
midnight. The first round goes, we're not about to leave.
Nope. I looked, the 28th pick each of the last couple of years is anywhere from 11:10 to 11:45. So it'll happen if they're at 28,
right.
It'll happen in the 11 o'clock hour. But if they trade up, then we'll have a little bit earlier.
And if they trade down, it'll be about the friends we made along the way. We'll all be there.
Yes.
I have started to put together the work for we're going to have a wide receiver draft board.
Yes.
In fact, next week or the week after, we're going to bring it in here and we're going to build our final wide receiver board.
Okay.
You and I and Josh, what we think, and then at the wide receiver train draft party, when guys get taken, pull a name off the board.
So we know exactly who's left at every given moment.
That's right.
All right.
What happens if they don't take a receiver? The board's coming in here on Friday morning.
Yes.
We're talking about who's left. So, April 25th, come out, join us. Let's have a good time. A draft party at Resurgence Brewing. We'll be there. And again, it's an all-inclusive ticket. So come on out and it's a good amount of time, too. You could probably eat two meals between 7:30 and 11:00.
If the draft starts at 7:30, then we're talking 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'll eat more than once.
You'll
have time, dude.
I'll be stress eating.
Stress eating?
Here are the Falcons on the clock.
Yes.
Could the Bills be coming up?
Oh, no, they're not.
Three pieces of pizza going in right away.
Right.
All right, now it's...
the Bears didn't trade down. Give me some French fries.
Right. The Steelers are on the clock, and somehow Odunze's fallen. I'm worried about his entire career being wasted.
Yeah.
So, draft party. Join us. Let's have a good time. You can come on out, draft night, make a plan. It's... I tweeted out the link, too, for tickets to join us.
Good deal.
Very exciting. We're less than 2 weeks away from the draft. What if they go defensive line? There are some edge guys that, like Chop Robinson and Latu from UCLA, if they make it there. We'll see. Anyway, you said what time the 28th pick normally goes, 11:30. Joe, I'm not going to stay that late. They're trading up to 9.
Yep.
That's going to be
drafted at 8:30.
Yeah.
Or maybe even earlier than that. There's ceremonies.
Imagine the cheers and the roars in the room.
Oh, it would be.
And then you'll have one person shaking their head. I feel this is an irresponsible use of draft assets, which is not wrong, but no one's going to want to hear it in that moment if they, in fact, do go up.
Yeah. It'll be an ovation. I mean, people didn't even cheer when they drafted Josh Allen, right?
At the official draft party, they booed.
They booed, yeah. So,
and
what's the draft pick people have cheered the most for?
That's a good question.
You're at a draft party. Any Bills draft party you've ever been to, what is the pick they've made in your life that got the biggest ovation?
This is a great question. Great question.
Because that would be, if they trap the 9, it'll be like they just scored a touchdown to win the AFC championship.
What is the most universally popular draft pick by the Bills? I mean, Allen was, we all lined up behind a quarterback we thought might be good. But there was also a lot of whatever. It's kind of like the receiver train right now. Like, whatever, just make sure you get one.
We can't less than that, though, right? Like, not as much. Like, there was 4 months of picking apart every single quarterback to death.
But at no point was it, I'd rather you don't take one than take Josh Allen.
That's true. But
that was not true.
But there was two other guys on the board that people liked.
Sure.
Right? And with quarterback, maybe it is different than receiver in that way where, like, I don't know, you draft a receiver and it's okay, the whole franchise isn't going to crumble down in front of you and you could do other things to fix it if you need to, trade for a guy. Whereas if you better get this right, you better get this right, everybody's getting fired, we haven't made the playoffs yet. So, no, I hear you, though. There was some of that. There was a little bit of, for me it was, all right, this is not the guy I wanted, but close my eyes and whatever. Like, let's, you know.
Well, it's a great example of what happens at the draft. You fall in love with 10 or 11 different players, and then by the end of Thursday night, 9 of them will play for different teams.
Right.
I love Roma Dunze right now. Once he becomes a member of the, what, Bears?
Yeah.
Member of the Falcons, of the Rams.
Yeah.
Then he's on my fantasy team, but I'm not watching him, you know, at training camp and mini camps and charting everything that he does.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Malachi Corley. I like this as the Yak King in the 3rd round, 4th round. By the time we get to Monday after the draft, like, where did he end up? Oh, he's in Houston? Okay. Or he's in Jackson? Okay, sounds good. And with Allen, you know, one other thing I remember from draft night. So draft night that year was, hey, if they take Allen, we're all meeting at the bar. And we did. Like, they drafted Allen. I went out to the corner bar.
Only if they were drafting Allen?
Yes, yes.
Only if they were drafting
Allen. And we all went out to the bar, and a lot of people came out and met me at the corner bar near my house. And what did we do? We're like, well, I hope it works.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the team now.
Right.
You know, it is kind of funny. Like, I remember people like to point out the morning after they drafted Allen, what did it sound like, me and Howard? And I've listened to that segment several times.
Yeah.
Howard was in a really bad place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the kind of thing where if you spent 4 months saying, I don't really like the idea of drafting this guy, you can't the next day be like, I love it. You know, it very much turned into, well, he's on the team and I hope this works. But you can't the very next day pretend you liked the idea just because the Bills did the thing.
Right.
So I don't love the idea of a couple of these receivers. I still want them to take one, even if I don't like him.
Right.
And that was the case with Allen. Like, boy, I'm really nervous. I'm scared. I hear the word project, and I got scared off of Allen because of a lot of that stuff. But once he's a member of the Bills, like, okay, now he's the Bills project, and they turned him into, of course, they shined him up quite nicely. So,
but, like, was the Allen pick at the time amongst Bills fans, was the Allen pick any more popular than the EJ pick was? Wasn't it kind of the same thing? Like, we needed a quarterback. Yeah. Okay, all right, they did it. I'm not even sure this is going to work, but I'm going to close my eyes and just hope that I wake up in 2 years and this is our guy.
Was it more popular? Very different. Here's another bit of context I can remember. We posted a poll, you know, which quarterback do you want? There might have been 4 names. And Allen got 6% of the vote the day of the draft, or maybe 2 days before.
Yeah.
The difference would have been between the EJ year is the EJ year the Bills had to do it, and there were not any good quarterbacks.
Right.
It was not a year of, wow, look at this class. He was the only first rounder.
Yeah.
Geno Smith went in the 2nd.
Yep.
Like, it was not a good class to draft a quarterback. That year, we knew the Bills were going to do it. New regime. They're going to get a guy. And there were lots of options. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we were more into, okay, great. Other teams would have said, we like Josh Allen just fine. He could go number 1. There were some teams that might have drafted Allen number 1 or number 3 or number 5. And with EJ, that was never the case. And the fact that you could trade down out of the top 10, which the Bills did that year, and still get your quarterback.
Right.
Think of
how often does that happen
that's
in
like,
the league?
That's like the Steelers getting Kenny Pickett 20th.
Right. But they didn't even trade down. How often does a team in the NFL trade down and draft a quarterback?
Right.
In the first round? I'm wondering if it's ever even happened ever again.
Right. It tells you a lot. It's kind of like this year in the draft where quarterbacks might go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
For an entire league to look at all the quarterbacks and say, we don't have to take anybody. In fact, you can trade down and still have him. It's probably a red flag. So that might be how it's different. 803-0550. I like your question of, like, what was the most popular draft pick, universally popular pick? Let's go back to first rounders. Kincaid. No.
It was interesting.
It was interesting. It was like the player, wonder what they're doing. Kyir Elam.
Kincaid, real quick, it was like almost so unexpected, maybe, that a lot of us just didn't even know how to feel because we hadn't spent any time mentally preparing for that idea.
Yeah. Kyir Elam. That was very much a, okay.
Right. You needed a corner.
Greg Rousseau. Okay. Right?
Yep.
Position of need. All right, that's fine.
Those are golf clap picks, right? Yeah. Those are golf clap picks.
Yeah. Before that is the trade for Diggs. That's a very popular, at least I think so.
Yep, yep.
Ed Oliver.
I remember not liking that. Personally, I don't remember what the group said on that, but I was not a fan of that.
Then
we're at
the Allen year. Before that, it's Tre'Davious White, which the story of that draft is not taking a quarterback, trading out from 10 and getting a first rounder.
Right.
That's probably a very popular one because anytime you add an additional first rounder, you're just going to feel good about it.
Right.
But I remember being upset that they weren't attacking quarterback yet. They were going to push it off for a year. Okay. Shaq Lawson. Stop me when somebody sounds like the most popular Bills first round pick ever made.
Like an ovation, too, like when they make the pick.
Sammy. Sammy is probably the same reaction if it happens this year and they move up for Odunze, which is, let's go. We got a weapon. Hey, this is exciting. We're making news. We're getting an exciting player. It was a lot to give up, so that kind of, you know, tempers the thrills of it. EJ, we went through Stephon Gilmore. People were mad he didn't smile. Marcel Darius. Seriously.
Right.
Marcel Darius. I don't know if there's cheers. CJ Spiller.
That was nuts.
There's a lot of why?
That was nuts.
Why?
I couldn't believe it. I've never been more stunned in my life watching an NFL draft when they picked CJ Spiller.
Aaron Maben. Leotis McKelvin. Marshawn Lynch. That was another. Running back? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Whitner.
No,
Roscoe Parrish. Lee Evans and JP Lossman.
See, now we're back. Now we're far enough back where I don't even remember what my reaction is. What is that night? You got a receiver and a quarterback. I feel like it'd be pretty hard to be upset.
That's right, but it was all about, it felt like with that quarterback class, get up to one of the top three. And they didn't / couldn't.
So that is the quarterback equivalent of what? Sitting there and taking Adonai Mitchell in this draft.
A little bit.
You can't get up to get one of the top three, so
you take the next guy.
You take the next guy that's available.
There's another one where that's a year, it's kind of like the EJ year. They didn't trade down, but they did pass on the quarterback and then come back to take him.
Right.
In Lossman. Before that, it's McGahey, which I might say that would have been my biggest reaction on being excited. Felt like a luxury pick, but he was, you know, it's 2003. We still thought running backs were super important.
Yeah.
And some people still do, you know. But that was explosion. He's one of the best college players ever seen. The injury was a big deal. Mike Williams, Nate Clements, Eric Flowers, Antoine Winfield, just going through first-round picks.
Yeah.
Molds. Imagine people were excited about Molds.
Yeah.
Molds is the last first-round receiver that they drafted.
And that's 25 years ago?
Molds. I mean, they traded for Diggs.
Yep.
But Molds.
1996 is the last time they drafted a wide receiver in the
first
round.
I'm sorry, Lee Evans.
Lee Evans.
I just mentioned him. Lee Evans, 2004.
Yeah.
Lee Evans.
Okay. So it's maybe right to say, could it be any of them, or is it trading?
Hold
up?
On. Sammy, duh. Sorry. My own brain's not working.
Watkins, yeah.
Sammy.
No, you're right.
So Sammy, Evans, Molds. Three since Molds.
Okay. So how different will it sound than Watkins if they do it?
I think it'll sound very different because it gets back to the EJ versus Josh point. Instead of trying to prop up a quarterback, it's, hey, we've got a stud. Ride shotgun with that guy.
Right.
And that's more exciting, I think, than, hoping a fourth overall pick can prop up your quarterback that really hasn't shown anything to indicate he's going to be it.
Right. And I do also think it's different in that where you're going. Like, when you're sitting there at 9 or 8, whatever they were that year, and you're, like, I remember talking about Mike Evans and thinking about Beckham a little bit less, but Evans was really the guy. And it was, okay, well, receiver here, this first round, like, Evans, that's a good idea. Like, this guy's going to be really good. Like, what do you do with Johnny Manziel at A&M? And, you know, when you talk yourself into, well, that's a great idea, oh, wait a minute, now we're going up 5 picks to do this instead? Like, we're not even going that far to get a positional player that I guess is higher ranked than everyone has above him, and I'm giving up a first to do that? Like, this is different in that, like, tell me the guy that is a flawless idea at 28. I want them to get somebody, but I every day I'm changing my opinion on, like, right, who they want. Like, it is not, you're already in position for a Dunze, and I'm going to go spend a first-round pick on top of that to go get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, so the way to ask this is, what would draw the biggest cheer from you?
From me?
It could be a trade-up. It could be Ladd McConkey at 28. Like, if I'm asking myself, again, it's not about cheering, but, all right, what would draw the biggest cheer? Is there a difference between Ladd McConkey and Xavier Leggett at 28 or Brian Thomas Jr. at 28 if he falls that far?
That's good.
Like, are there 5 receivers you'd have the equal fist pump for?
I think so. I think Leggett and McConkey and Thomas.
Adonai Mitchell.
Mitchell, I think I'd have to. Yeah, like, I've talked about being a little spooked by him now, but I'd have the same reaction. I would trust the Bills did their due diligence and, you know, McDermott would feel comfortable that this guy doesn't taking plays off isn't going to be some, you know, cardinal sin of his going into the NFL. They'll be fine. So, yeah, I think, does the list stop there, though? It might not. If they drafted Troy Franklin there, I might feel like, okay, they got their guy.
Whoever they draft, we know they like.
Yeah, Worthy might be the only one I'd really have to sit there and think about it. Like, I'd be like, okay, receiver, it's Worthy, though. All right, what does that mean? How does that work? Like, Worthy, I might get to how it works as a question, you know, quicker, and my ovation might not last as long. But all those other guys, I think it's about the same for me if they just sit there in 28. My biggest ovation is that they go up to 9, no doubt. The situation you describe where we're watching the draft and the ESPN graphic or NFL Network graphic goes trade across the bottom at number 9, I'm going to start cheering before the Bills logo even comes up because I'm already going to be thinking about them going to that spot. So I think that's the idea. Get into the top 3 receivers. You could have done that with Watkins. You were already sitting there in the top 3 receivers. This year, you're not. You've got to move if you want one of them. And if they get to 9, yeah, that's the one I'm gonna be more fired up for than, for me personally, probably any pick they've ever made. Any pick they've ever made.
If they move up.
And if they moved up to the top 10 to get a Dunze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or neighbors, I guess, too.
803-0550. Looking at a new draft posted at ESPN.com. I think it's Mel Kiper. It's a collaboration. Field Yates, Jordan Reed, and who's the fourth person on this?
Is Todd McShay still hanging around there?
Miller.
Oh, Matt Miller.
Matt Miller.
Okay.
Just the draft order. Snake format. It's very odd what they did here. I guess it's like overall talent versus, you know, who should go where.
Okay. They're
not really drafting for teams. They're doing their own. Yeah, they're doing a snake draft of the players they'd want. Bowers is worth watching. Like, who's gonna make that move for the tight end?
Don't a lot of people want the Chargers to do that, but they got to trade down because they're not taking him at 5?
I've seen that. I've seen him mocked to the Jets an awful lot, too.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Okay, that's at 10? The Jets are at 10? All right. He's like pass catcher, right? Like, maybe all around. I mean, when you're drafted top 10, maybe you have to do a little bit of everything. But he's a guy that I've seen, like, you're going to draft him in fantasy, and he's going to be like a top 10 tight end, like, his first season.
Yeah.
He's going to continue on the Laporta-Kincaid train and maybe further eliminate the idea that rookie tight ends can't produce right away.
803-0550. We didn't get to our draft yet. We were talking about the announcement, and then I like that question about like what would have you the happiest, what would have you cheer the loudest. Come cheer with us at our draft party. It's going to be at Resurgence Brewing Company on draft night, all-inclusive food and drink tickets. So pretty cool. You know, you can set your budget and lock it in. Come hang out with us, Jeremy and Joe. We will be there. I do have the wide receiver big board in the works. I'm excited for that.
Let's go.
I'm going to feel like a game show host, pulling names off it. It's going to be a good time. Thursday, the 25th, less than 2 weeks away. Okay, the mock draft, the Friday mock. We do a Friday mock every week. And we'll do our Friday mock when we return with the help of PFF.com. We're going to dial the randomness up and see what gets weird. Jeremy and Joe, and keep you updated on the Masters, which is underway. Round 1/2. Round 1 finishing out, watching Homa right now. Tiger, Jason Day, as they roll from round 1 into round 2 at Augusta. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. All right, we're going to do a mock draft. Every Friday we do a mock. Before that, thought on OJ dying. My first thought was, as some of the old-timers remember what he was like as a player, I thought, it might be a gift to have never seen him play. And what I mean by that is...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I'd imagine that people... No, of course. Like, there's what's not to say about his legacy? Everybody's pretty lined up.
Mm-hmm.
You would have had to have gone through that, though. Maybe you loved him, and to see a person or a player or a figure that you love become what he became can be difficult. And if you never loved him, then you don't have to deal with that. Like, there's no conflicted feelings about it for somebody that did not watch him play.
Right.
Like, one of the franchise's all-time greats, no matter what the team is. I mean, of course, it's here, and his name's on the wall. It's not talked about that much, about at least not in today's age, but like when it happened, of course, like one of the franchise's all-time greats. Now that's his legacy. So maybe
Yesterday could have been a day to celebrate the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time, and it's not.
Oh, definitely not. No.
In any way.
No. So.
No, right. I don't have that confliction.
Do you have top of mind, like, the player... And this is not to try and make any sort of like salacious claim about like who had the worst downfall, but like someone that you loved and it went away that you can't love them anymore. Like who is that for the modern sports figure?
Yeah.
I mean, Lance Armstrong for different reasons, but like that might be a guy.
Yeah. Lance Armstrong is that. The guy, honestly, that comes to mind for me is Kyrie Irving, personally. He was my favorite basketball player.
Yeah.
He's not anymore. Beyond that, he couldn't stop talking about flat earth and whatever nonsense. He became Aaron Rodgers. Beyond that, like, I don't know. Been a guy here, like, recently that's been like a liked figure and then something off the field?
Well, here's a recent one. Like, you're a Clemson fan. Deshaun Watson's your favorite player ever.
Sure. Okay. That's a good one.
Or a Houston fan. And that's like, well, yep. Okay. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's something as a sports fan you go through. So that's why I kind of landed on glad to have never loved him as a player. I never saw him as a player. 803-0550 if you have a thought to throw in on that.
The OJ documentary that ESPN did, the 30 for 30, OJ Made in America.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-parter. I will be watching that again because it is a great document. I mean, it is It's got it all. It's not just the trial and the Bronco chase and even his football career, but just kind of taking an introspection of not everyone is OJ, obviously. It's kind of just the example or the start of you just don't know who they really truly are deep down. OJ had a public life, right? It wasn't just football. He was in the Naked Gun.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He was on TV broadcasting.
He was a pitch man.
Yeah, like he was out the Hertz commercials. He was out in front of people all the time, and no one actually knew who he was.
Meanwhile, so you mentioned that one, Made in America. There's also, I get them mixed up, like which one's the documentary, which one's the...
Oh, this is the show?
The dramatization.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. in The People versus OJ.
Yes, that was also excellent.
Watch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was also very good.
So anyway, 803-0550. Want to do a mock draft?
Let's do a mock
draft.
Let's
hit the music. I've dialed up the sliders at pff.com. Joe, you can dial up public board or Pro Football Focus board. Let's use the PFF board.
Sure, why not?
Randomness all the way to the top.
Right, this is a let's get stupid draft. Let's
see what gets weird.
Okay.
And we'll start the draft. We could trade up if we feel like it. I feel like adding in randomness allows us to entertain trades, you know, who falls down the board. So we begin. The random draft. Caleb Williams, number one. Drake May, number two. No surprises yet.
Yep.
The Patriots go with a tackle at three.
Joe Alt?
Okay, this draft is going to get stupid fast.
Why? Who is it? Not even Joe Alt?
No, it's Troy Fatanu.
Wow.
From Washington. And fourth overall, this is a stupid draft. We should maybe abandon the exercise. Jerzon Newton, Johnny, of Illinois defensive tackle, fourth. He's pegged around like where the Bills go. Adunze goes fifth. Cooper DeJean, sixth. Kool-Aid McKinstry, seven. Brock Bowers to the Falcons.
Wait, what?
Right.
With Kyle
stupid.
Pitts?
Stupid. Marvin Harrison Jr. makes it to nine.
And we should have traded up. Neighbors is on the board at 10?
He's on the board.
But we got to call the Jets now.
We do. They're not going to trade. That's okay. They're taking Brian Thomas Jr.
over Neighbors?
Yeah.
Wait, Neighbors is not only not the top three receiver. He's not the first LSU receiver selected?
Correct. Should we just redo this?
This seems too crazy.
Neighbors goes 18th.
This is off the rails.
Neighbors goes 18th. To the Bengals, Jaden Daniels Jaden Daniels lasts to 19. In the crazy random draft, the Bills. Okay, this is a fun one. This now it's fun. Now I understand why we're doing this.
Okay, sure.
The best player on the board in the Pro Football Focus PFF.com randomness cranked to the max draft. The best player on the board is tackle Joe Alt. projected to go fifth.
Yeah, to the Chargers all the time. But even if it's not fifth, it's going to be top 10. And he's on the board at 28.
You have the best tackle.
Let's say he's on the board at 28 because someone leaked a video with a gas mask during the draft. And he's on the board at 28.
Yep. If you don't like that, Laiatu Latu, the edge from UCLA, on the board. PFF's 11th ranked player.
What am I doing with Joe Alt? He's going to play for me. He's probably going to be great, right?
You're trading Spencer Brown.
I'm trading Spencer Brown. What am I getting for Spencer Brown? Nothing. Who's the top receiver on the board?
The top receiver on the board is A.D. Mitchell. And Ladd McConkey is there as well.
How all in do we have to be?
We're going Joe Alt. We're going to get an A-plus on that pick. Come on.
Better get an A-plus. We're abandoning the receiver train.
Because once again,
the best tackle
for the third week in a row.
Fast forward to the 60th pick in the randomness draft. Randomness cranked all the way up on PFF.com. Ladd McConkey is still there in the second round.
All right, take him.
So is the tackle from Oregon State, who's projected to go maybe top 15.
Stop. No.
You want to try
wide
two
receiver.
Tackles?
Joe, it's best player available, I'm told, all the time.
Tackle.
Wait till you see this draft grade. Mock draft complete.
I'm so angry.
Two A pluses.
Sweet. Two A pluses, and Mac Hollins is starting for me.
Not going to matter. Josh Allen's going to have 10 minutes to throw on every play.
Mac Hollins will have, right, he'll have 15 seconds to get open.
You can't cover Mac Hollins for a full minute.
Right. Way too, that's too, it's crazy.
Too random?
Yeah. I'm going to dial that back a little bit.
What's the line from Goldblum in Jurassic Park? They didn't stop to think of what they could have done, what they should have. We shouldn't have done that. I landed us two tackles with A-plus grades, and you're mad at me. Never let it be said that I don't address the offensive line.
We can't get a mock draft in here where we're getting receiver.
All right, we'll do a new one. We'll dial the randomness back down.
How we'll go, possible?
I mean, once you saw Jerzon Newton going fourth, you knew something was up.
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
It was chalk at the first couple, but...
We'll do it again. Just because it was fast enough, and we have time. Starting the draft.
Okay. Did we? How far down did we dial randomness?
Back down to like just whatever.
Like halfway?
It's normal.
Okay.
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Malik Nabers, third.
Ooh, to New England?
Yeah. Marvin Harrison, fourth. Roma Dunze, fifth. The receivers are gone by five.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we're not trading up.
I'm already upset. But okay. So trade up is dead.
Yep. A lot of defense after that. Brock Bowers again goes to Atlanta. They love this on PFF,
I
guess.
What is happening there?
When the Bills are on the clock, Brian Thomas Jr. went one pick ahead of them.
What's going to happen on draft night, by the way, is that Atlanta's going to draft Brock Bowers at number 8, and then Atlanta's going to trade Kyle Pitts to the Bills for their first-round pick, and we're going to hear, again, think of him like a wide receiver.
On the board for the Bills in this PFF.com mock draft, Tyler Newbin, safety. Could be an answer for them long-term.
Are we at 28?
We are at 28.
And who's receiver Brian Thomas is gone?
Yes, he is. He went 27. Oh. One pick ahead. Don't you want to bet that won't happen?
The Bills would not let that happen.
Oh, they would trade up the two spots like they always do.
They would not. I don't think they would let that happen. They would not. If that guy's on the board still, they will move up four picks.
Yeah.
At least to get him.
Well, you can have A.D. Mitchell. You can have Ladd McConkey.
Leggett.
PFF does not have Leggett that high. Like, again, we're using the PFF board. Yeah.
Okay. This is one of those spots. Maybe this is one of the most likely positions they're going to end up in where, okay, that plays out. It's 11:30. We're at our Jeremy and Joe draft party at Resurgence, wide receiver train draft party, and everyone's hanging out, and the Bills are up at 28. And that draft just played out, and I'm going to be sitting there that moment, and I have no idea who I'm going to want them to take. I'm gonna want to close my eyes, put those three names on the draft board that's going to be behind us. I'm going to want a dart. And I'm going to blindfold myself. I'm going to throw it. And that's whoever that lands on is who I'm going to want. We'll see. I have 13 days to figure out who my preference would be between McConkey, Leggett, although PFF has him lower.
PFF has
Mitchell.
PFF has Leggett as the 63rd best player.
Holy cow, they have him that low?
Yeah, I know. If I told you could get Leggett in the second round, would the first round be do whatever you want? You'll get Leggett at 60. You could do whatever you want in the first?
More so.
This is reminiscent.
More so.
This is reminiscent of the McGahee draft way back when. I'm an old guy, so I'll tell you young whippersnappers what happened. They took McGahee, and people were mad they didn't take Chris Kelce. They took Chris Kelce in the second round. And then it was, well, what if you just flip them? Just pretend. It's all the same. So.
You sure you want to say whatever they want, though? What if they draft Jonathan Brooks, running back out of Texas?
If you tell me I'm going to get Xavier Leggett in the second round?
Stop. No. There's no way.
No, not taking a running back.
They would have to make us live for 24 hours, though, with the existence of they picked a running back in the first round. Yeah. If you can look at in the second round, like, my preference is still going to be receiver in round one. You double dip. But, right, like, I wouldn't be as desperate to see them do it. Right now... If you make me clock is ticking down, I got to pick between one of these guys. I might say McConkey. I might say Ladd McConkey.
All right, I think so too. 803-0550. We've got Guess the Prospect, lots of instant trivia, and we'll get you the latest buzz as well. So there's more draft rumors. Yesterday, speculation about the Bills trading up, speculation about the Bills trading down,
and we'll have a Tiger update for you.
Yeah.
He's putting for something right now. I've not seen what he's done in this hole, so I don't know.
Putting
where he's
for something.
He's putting for something. He's on the green.
So you confirmed he hasn't chipped in.
He's not chipped in.
Putting for birdie on the 16th. The 16th, the iconic 16th for him.
Yeah, he's putting for birdie, by the way. From not too far away, it looks like.
He looks good. He looks good. He's, you know, is he in it?
Sure.
Sure, he's in it.
Yeah. He's six back, though. We'll see. Does DeChambeau and Scheffler just start running away with it? Scheffler's the one I'm really worried about running away with it, right? But he has also said that if his wife goes into labor during the week, he will pull out.
Imagine if he's up by five and just,
yeah, is
I'm
there
out of here.
Is there a limit to that? Like, I mean, he's probably had that conversation with his wife, I'm sure. Like, what do they play the hypothetical game? Do him and his wife say, like, what do I do if I'm up by what if I'm up by eight strokes?
Then there's,
I think you probably still leave, but I don't know. Every individual might be different there.
Is it his first child?
I don't know. I think it
might be their first child. Yeah, expecting their first child. Not to make this a transactional thing about golf, but what if he didn't already have a green jacket? He does have a Masters title.
Yeah, yeah.
To leave in the lead and won this place 2 years ago, to not have it yet,
right.
And leave,
right?
Don't you think like Augusta would frown upon that? Excuse me, sir. You're going to walk away from the green jacket?
Yeah.
My wife's having a kid. Not a good enough reason, sir. Don't come back.
Yeah. I might think, too, this is, I have no idea what an individual might be like in this situation, but I can just imagine, you know, how would it play out in a movie? It's Sunday, and he's on the eighth hole, and he's up by six. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but, like, doesn't his wife, like, not want someone to tell him?
I don't know.
Like, let him finish his round
no.
and win the Masters? No, you don't think so?
I don't know.
So. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Andrew Filippone is reporting the Steelers have had internal discussions about trading for T. Higgins.
Woo! Okay.
Higgins and Pickens.
Wow. Intra-division idea. How about that?
Be a surprise. 803-0550 to join us on WGR. So we got the Masters this weekend. Of course. Lots of Masters. NHL playoff teams. How many spots are left? Sabres, of course, will miss. Washington could miss.
So right now the Islanders are in the third Metro spot.
They look pretty safe. They've got a 3-point lead.
They've won six in a row.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The Islanders. The Penguins are currently in that second wild card position. And Washington is one back, so is Detroit, so is Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So it kind of reads like it's four teams vying for one spot. See what Money Puck says about that. I think Pittsburgh's going to be the team that gets in, though. I think that the eight teams you see right now is going to be the eight teams.
Vegas is holding on to the last spot right now in the West with only the Blues to chase them.
Yeah. Money Puck playoff odds right now. In the West, it's all but wrapped up. Vegas has a 99.7% chance, so we don't have to worry about that. In the East, Islanders 91.4, Penguins 57.2, and then Detroit, Philly, Washington are all between 15 and 20%.
All right.
And the Sabres are 5% for the lottery.
Ryan Gates going to Vegas.
Unbelievable.
Wins a Vegas getaway to the draft.
How about the fact that he wins you win a getaway for the NHL draft, like airfare, hotels, draft tickets, the year that the NHL draft is going to the Sphere at Las Vegas? Like, not a year where it's in Columbus. No offense to Columbus. A year where it's in
Buffalo. It was here.
Can you imagine that? A trip to Buffalo for that? To New Jersey. Trenton, New Jersey. No, like, they're going to Vegas. Unbelievable.
803-0550, our phone number. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, more of your calls on the other side as we cruise through this Friday morning. Rainy, wet weekend on the way. The Masters are going to make you want to golf. It might be tough to golf this weekend, at least, outdoors. So, there you go. Join us, 803-0550 next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.